The sixth day of the blessed month of Berhemhat, the martyrdom of Saint Dioscorus. On this day, Saint Dioscorus was martyred during the time of the Arabs. This saint was born in the city of Alexandria to Christian parents. For unexplained reasons, he left the Christian faith and adopted the faith of the Arabs. When his sister heard what her brother had done, she was greatly sorrowful. She sent him a letter from El Fayum saying, "I would have liked to have heard the news that you had died a Christian than that you are alive and that you have abandoned the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ, your God." And she also said, "Know that this letter marks the end of the relation between you and me." When he read his sister's letter, it touched him, and Dioscorus wept bitterly and signed himself with the sign of the cross and prayed, entreating God. And then he rose in haste and worked up his courage and went out of his house and wandered about in the streets of the city. When the people saw him in this condition, they brought him to the governor, who asked him, "What has happened to you?" And the saint replied, saying, "I have been born Christian, and I shall die Christian, and I do not know anything except this." The governor threatened him and had him beaten severely and imprisoned him. And when the governor could not change the firm conviction in Christianity that Dioscorus held, the governor sent him to the Khalifa of Egypt, who ordered the execution of Dioscorus. And thus Dioscorus received the crown of martyrdom. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also on this day, Saint Theodotus the Confessor, bishop of the city of Corinth on the island of Cyprus, departed. He confessed the Lord Christ before Julius, the governor of that city, during the days of Emperor Diocletian. The governor demanded that the saint deny his faith in the Lord Christ and to raise incense to the false idols. And when Theodotus refused, the governor ordered that Theodotus be painfully tortured and imprisoned. Theodotus remained in prison until the reign of Emperor Constantine, who released him among all of those who were imprisoned for the sake of faith. Saint Theodotus returned to his episcopal seat and continued to tend to his flock that the Lord Christ had entrusted him with. And when Theodotus finished his good endeavor, he departed in peace. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.